Good morning, everyone. You might have just heard that big truck roll by, and as I sat on my little perch here in my backyard to record this for you and for me, suddenly this noise appeared like a giant saw in the cosmos. Bzzz. And I said, no way. I couldn't believe it, because moments before, as you can hear, it was a bird sanctuary. And so I thought how much that was ruining my plans of recording this meditation with you. And then this other thought came right behind it. No, it's perfect. So I guess that's sort of a warning that at any moment, the cosmic saw can light up, and suddenly in place of bird song, we'll hear a gnarly buzzing. Besides all that, I'm sitting here in the middle of a nice open lawn, and there's sun on the green leaves everywhere, and the foxglove is reaching much higher than I can stand, about 10 feet into the air. And the grapes are growing, and the wisteria has already bloomed. The hydrangeas are making their way towards flowers, and the blueberries are about to turn blue. It's a beautiful summer day, and I'm so happy that I can share it with you in this way. Let's see. For today's meditation, there's been just a lot of transformation in our world for each of us individually, I know. And I'm not one that listens a whole bunch to the commercial news, to the mainstream news and all that. I get enough through the internet and all that to know what's going on. There's our saw. Beautiful, isn't it? Anyway, I'm more drawn to listen to people who are on what feels like the cutting edge of the new world that's being birthed. And you might know what I'm talking about if you're into some of that yourself. And these are more cosmic thinkers, more Gaia-oriented people who endeavor to understand the universe as a living, breathing whole, and the cosmos as an interrelated expression of the energy of God, of the pure substance, as Charles Fillmore called it, that is God itself, as expressed into all form and matter. And so when these people, and some of them are doctors, and some of them are, mediums and psychics, and some of them are just people like you and I who endeavor to live a spiritual life, and a lot of talk about Christ consciousness these days, and it's called many things. And one of the names for it these days that's very common is fifth dimensional consciousness, which is also called unity consciousness, which is this unifying essence, this presence of pure, unified vision. So it's not that we don't still have our separate existence, but we see everything as this great whole. Even the cosmic saw going off in the background is an expression of divinity. And that's really interesting to think about. There, a lot of times I hear machines go on at the most inopportune times, like right now. And usually machines have a hum. And a lot of people have called that the 60 cycle hum because of the rate of frequency of it. But there's this hum to engines and machines. And when in a city all these machines are going at the same time, it can be very disruptive, but really it's the sound of Om. It is the cosmic vibration which all things exist as, all form and matter exist as vibration. So really the saw is to me evidence of the sacred Om, of the cosmic presence of being. But it's no less irritating, I can tell you that for sure. And I had a mind to run over there and ask this fellow, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to record a meditation 2 yards over. But I think they're building a house or something, so we must let people be, and we must let the universe do what it's doing. I wonder what he thinks about the cosmic structure. That's his answer. So you and I, will we be able to meditate even with this noise? Well, let's try. So one thing I have for you is, you know, I've shared one thing before from Richard Rohr's place. It's called the Center for Action and Contemplation. And today, for Wednesday, June 24th, there's a piece called Cosmology and Nature by a gal named Barbara Holmes. And she works with Richard there at their center. This is a wonderful piece I want to share. It's pretty short. But she says, it is time to awaken to self, society, and the cosmos. For none of us has the luxury of sleepwalking through impending cultural and scientific revolutions. In the last sermon that he preached before he was assassinated, Martin Luther King Jr. urged us to remain awake through a great revolution. Up above our heads, there are worlds unknown in a canopy of grace, light, air, and water that supports our survival. Without realizing it, we expend massive amounts of energy to block out the vastness of our universe. Isn't that interesting? We expend massive amounts of energy to block out the vastness of our universe. This is to be expected, for in its totality, this information can be more than human systems can take. However, by riveting our attention on the mundane, we filter out the wonder that is available with each breath. Although we have a fascination with space and the possibility of life in other realms, we steadfastly refuse to respond when the universe invites us to broaden our lines of sight. We are beckoned by blazing sunsets and the pictures returned by powerful telescopic lenses, yet on any given day, we court a busyness that beguiles us into focusing on the limited perspectives in our immediate space. I thought that was the profound paragraph in this writing. Although we have this fascination with life outside of planet Earth, with life beyond intelligent life, contemplative life beyond human life, we refuse to respond when the universe invites us to that through that fascination that we have within, that natural knowing that there is so much to this cosmos. And we see that through the what she calls powerful telescopes. You know, that Hubble that is up in space is taking amazing photographs of the cosmos and other galaxies that is just, you know, when you really look at that, there is no way that we are alone in this universe. But she says, yet on any given day, we court a busyness that beguiles us into focusing on the limited perspectives in our immediate space. Don't bug me with the cosmos right now. I've got to get this thing mailed. And mailing that thing surely is important. But right now, and I don't even know if it's a but, right now on this planet, we are awakening as a species in a way that is profound. And what I mean by the use of that word profound is revolutionarily transformative. So we're in the midst of a revolution and a transformation at the same time. She goes on to say, today scientific information about the universe is increasing exponentially while ethnic and racial balances within the United States are shifting radically. In the scientific realm, the epistemological foundations of hierarchy, dominance, and rationality are crumbling, while proponents of gender, class, race, and sexual equity have found their public voices. So the cosmos itself is revealing itself just as planet Earth is shifting its entire fundamental way of being towards one another and towards the Earth herself. She says, we are not hamsters on a wheel waiting to fall into the cedar shavings at the bottom of the cage. We are seekers of light and life, bearers of shadows and burdens. We are struggling to journey together toward moral fulfillment. We are learning to embrace the unfathomable darkness where God dwells with enthusiasm that equals our love of light. Physics and cosmology have metaphors and languages to help us awaken to these and other possibilities. We are not just citizens of one nation or another, but of the human and cosmic community. Have you ever let yourself consider life beyond Earth, other beings that you could communicate with on a very intelligent level? Probably, you know, we like to fantasize that some of this life is intelligent way beyond what we're capable of. Yet to be able to have a conversation, to exchange that beautiful thing that we as human beings get to do with someone who lives in an entirely different, not only dimension of existence, but physical reality, maybe even an entirely different physical body. I mean, we've, as human beings, like she said, we've always been fascinated with that idea. And so what this woman is telling us in this writing is that we're not just are we citizens of, you know, nations on Earth, but we're citizens of a cosmic nation. And that is, oh, for me, that is profoundly interesting. I keep using that word because I'm so lit up about the possibilities that lay before us. So this shakeup, this virus, whether it's largely misconstrued by the mainstream, media and even the medical institutions, the scientific institutions that are working on vaccinations and all those things, even if they massively misunderstand what it is, or if the spiritual people who think about it differently massively misunderstand what it is, look where we are. We are in what Zach Bush calls the womb, and we are waiting to be reborn. It's pretty fascinating to think about waiting to be reborn. Why do I have to wait? Why can't I just get busy, is what I keep asking myself. Well, because there's a gestation period to any good birth in the cosmos. So I don't know what all that means. But the last thing she says here is that awareness is the moment when we rise with eyes crusted from self-induced dreams of control, dominance, victimization, and self-hatred, to catch a glimpse of the divine in the face of the other. Then, God's self-identification, I am that I am, becomes a liberating example of awareness, mutuality, and self-revelation. Racism has been an ugly thing, and yet right now, it is a beautiful opportunity for us all, the oppressed and the oppressors, however we look at it, for us all, to come into a cosmic harmony, as the cosmos herself does. Okay, so we rest with this a little while. And when I say rest in meditation, I always mean focusing on God with the internal vision. And when we do this, even in the most mundane, the aurora borealis lights of God shine through. We begin to see the microscopic world with the spiritual eyes that are just behind our physical eyes. We consider that nothing is dead and everything is alive in the great recycling process of Mother Earth. And also of the cosmos, just as the black holes devour everything in their path and then spit all that stuff out in some other beautiful realm. We are awareness that perceives, not temporal beings who will die. We are the light of God expressed in the world, the very hands and feet. And our breath, the gift from the trees, is the same breath the soil of life will renew and replenish. We are in an interconnected web of providence. One need never hear the word God or consider anything spiritual, but through the pure act of presencing, of observation, can know fully the divine. So we hear the cosmic saw. We can see in our imagination the hands of a man gripping this machine, and artistically carving away whatever it is that he's doing. And we know that all that came from the mind itself, that before there ever was a machine or a human body, there was an idea. And so we go to the idea back of the thing, and we enter the mind of God. And we see that in the mind and in the heart of God, we are ideas, potential, waiting to be expressed. And because we are here, we can see all that God sees if we will but allow ourselves. And so we utter a simple prayer from the depths of our being. God, show me your beautiful creation. Thank you for this awareness. I'm going to stop the tape here just because of the sake of meditation. I want you to be able to just rest quietly with whatever inspired you. Focus on a single thought about God and rest here in the pure awareness of your being. Thank you, God, for these blessings. Amen.